I don't know if you've been following too much what happened after Occupy or during Occupy. So you had Occupy happening around the country, including here in San Diego. And the police were actually, police leadership was meeting and having meetings with the FBI and the CIA to talk about how to destabilize, how to stop the Occupy movement, because they saw it as a threat. And that actually is unconstitutional and illegal, because the CIA cannot be engaged in any kinds of activities within the country. They're supposed to be working for our security. I'm just kind of laughing when I think about that. In other countries, that created, they were, you had the battle for Seattle, I think in 1999, I want to say, where you had the World Trade Organization coming in, and you just had a huge outpouring of activism against that. And they successfully scuttled the trade agreement that was in the making then. So the police and the FBI and the CIA all learned from that, and so now they're extremely heavy militarized, and they do it in such ways that, I mean, the military is so prevalent here in San Diego in ways that we don't even think about it. Like, they give army tanks to high schools. They go in at will, or they used to go in at will, and would talk to young people about joining the military. And then we had a local group, YANO, Youth Alternative Military Opportunities. That was a group that sprang up and to resist that kind of, encroachment of the military within our schools, and they successfully fought that back. So now the military can only come in twice a year into the same school to recruit. The police are funded both with city taxes and state taxes, and there's also some federal taxes. So it's really expanding my notion, too, of when I talk about a war tax, what a war tax is. So now I see war taxes at play, even in the city taxes that I pay and the state taxes I pay, because of the militarization of the police. Literally bringing in military equipment into civilian situations